The church defined. Influencers. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. Jesus' analogy of salt was an extremely profound one. A huge jar of unused salt will benefit no one. However, even a little salt added to any dish will make a big difference to its taste. The presence of salt will not go unnoticed, so also its absence. If salt loses its saltiness, it will become totally useless. Jesus referred to us as the salt of the earth to help us understand that we, the church, are chosen to be a godly influence in this world. While we are happy to congregate as salt, somehow we have failed to let this saltiness penetrate into every area of our lives and various spheres of society. Jesus cautions us that if we become tasteless, we lose the ability to effect change in people and situations around us, and also resulting in us becoming useless. Think of all the people whom Jesus influenced while he was here on earth. His disciples, the multitudes that followed him, his earthly family, the religious leaders, the sick, the outcast, the sorrowing, the demon-possessed, the tax collectors, and political leaders of his day. Every one of them who encountered Jesus was affected in some way and were not the same again. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 we read, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." Over the years, we have permitted the values and lifestyles of this world, like materialism, dissensions, immorality, corruption and the like, to replace godly values and thinking. In Revelation chapter 3 verses 14 to 22, the Lord addressed the church at Laodicea. These are his words in verses 15 and 16. "I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. But since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." The problem with this church was that they had been consumed by materialism and self-sufficiency, which brought them to a place of indifference. What happened as a result was that they were unable to evaluate themselves aright or see themselves from God's divine perspective, and had become of no value to him. It was to this church that the Lord said in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." It seems that the Lord was shut out of the church and was seeking permission to re-enter in order to renew the fellowship that he once had with them. The Lord has chosen us to be his representatives, which implies that we reflect him in our speech, conduct, relationships, values, character, and holiness. We are reminded from 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 12, "Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then, even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when he judges the world." Someone said this so brilliantly: "The church can never be the salt of the earth if we keep sugarcoating our messages." Charles Spurgeon said this so aptly: "I believe one reason why the Church of God at this present moment has so little influence over the world is because the world has so much influence over the church." As the salt of the earth, may we influence those around us to seek the Lord and enter his kingdom.